Okay, so still on the subject of Jug and probiotics, and I don't even know if there's a word for the probiotic that comes from mixing or growing different SCOBYs or cultures that are growing off of different substrates. I guess it'd be the same type of original mother, but look and feel different depending on the what it's eating or but okay, so what I was getting to is the picture of the picture, okay. The picture of the beginning or the can on the page. I've been reading that Jesus or different people, the Essenes or healers, were said to have frankincense and myrrh. And I was reading that there was a salve or a holy anointment or oil or salve that was made with certain ingredients, and it helped for the overtaking of the pyramids at a certain time. And it's very interesting how I am and have been thinking about pyramids and how we can utilize these magnificent structures on the earth, and how there are governing bodies saying that people cannot inhabit them. And so that's the shifting of the culture or the intelligence levels of human beings on this planet, or something like that. I'm not sure quite. That's one thought, idea, theory. Take it with a grain of salt. All right. And so a lot of people becoming irritable, skin feeling itchy, feeling things are crawling on them, and having parasites or feelings like there's things living in them or on them. The Essenes from the Gospel of Peace, Jesus, or people he came from or was with, did parasites cleanses. In the first chapter, it talks about a large parasite cleanse that Jesus did with people, and that he would tell them to fast and to cleanse their body, and then to do an enema, and then to rid themselves of these parasites and these diseases. And the more that I'm seeing these physical manifestations of parasites and things around me, it feels like these medicines or plant medicines are coming through me. And it seems like a story that's been written down or played in time before. And it may play again, and it may be a Super Mario Brothers game too. And so creating a salve with frankincense resins and myrrh resins for the skin, and a couple of herbs that I found to be extremely powerful, such as golden seal and echinacea. And most likely into the future, having, or if I live in this body, if I live in this body, further into the future, manifesting different salves with different types of really powerful things to help nurture the skin, and also extremely good probiotics to eat. And something that's very interesting that I figured out while creating these different probiotics or growing them and drinking them, I would let big vats sit, or there would be big sitting vats that you'd keep hotels, SCOBY hotels in, or stuff that we didn't drink or leftover vats, and it would become extremely acidic to where it passed its prime time and becomes more like a cleaner. And then you can even distill it afterwards, or you can keep on churning, and you get, you can do all sorts of things after, and add things to, and all sorts of stuff, and after it becomes acidic and you let it sit and turn into a type of vinegar or probiotic vinegar off of ideal sweeteners and tannins from ideal teas or herbs or things that were grown really well, green teas or something that was grown in the mycorrhizal inside of that herb, and the soil that was grown inside of that herb being extremely healthy and nutrient dense and not sprayed by Monsanto and not having any, and very healthy and clean environment, and then from having those tannins and those sweeteners from, let's say, a beehive or a maple tree that you're getting the sweetener from, creating a similar type of growth or organisms that's breaking down those things inside of the fermentation process of making the elixirs or the scobies. And those probiotics or microorganisms or things that are growing with our body and growing with our mind and growing in our mind, not causing plaques and buildups and lots of candida, but actually feasting and feeding off of anything like that and having more access to the body of being able to get around or think more clearly. And so slowly starting to put ideas and spells and writings out to many people that resonate with them shifting their culture inside of their very aspect of the inner core of their being to the outside around them, to the furthest star in the universe, and our culture being everything around us and inside of us. And so focusing, manifesting, focusing more groups of individuals that are living as a healthy culture inside and out, and praying for all the uneasy or unwell or sickly people on this planet to feel better and to be able to feel love and peace and happiness for many thousands of years. And so possibly being guided to create cultures and foods and selves and tinctures and in an abundance way to really start helping the global human race at large. And so since we're getting more sophisticated and more advanced in our society technologically and certain ways, we are growing a new culture. We are growing a global culture inside of our bodies, and I can click a button and have something from the other side of the world shipped to me almost instantaneously from people aligning crystals and magnets inside of these phones that I can talk to whoever, you know, people in the future and internet realms and everything like that. So, yeah, it's pretty amazing. And so a global culture is forming inside of our bodies, and also language barriers and all these different things, and people getting more and more people, more and more technology, more and more being able to connect with people on the opposite side of the world. And so our culture inside of us seem to be evolving or devolving with the times or staying neutral, and spreading awareness, spreading awareness, spreading awareness, spreading patterns of love cultures, cultures grown with love, people grown with care and compassion, and animals treated with love and care and compassion, and taking that same compassion and treating ourselves with love, and our foods and the water that we drink from and the wells and the planet around us. And as we globally shift from a war, hate, video game, computer consciousness, the financial energies being able to possibly instantly or within moments or minutes shift the consciousness of mankind on a global scale. And what I mean by that is, if somehow everybody tomorrow woke up and didn't go to war, or didn't pick up the gun, or didn't spray pesticides or chemicals on each other or the ground, and didn't get into their automobile and pollute the atmosphere and spray the ground and put more pollutants and put more toxins into the human body and the mind, and dump tons of waste. And I personally feel the power of being able to have global outreach and these thoughts of globally doing this as a whole collective, stopping all of the wars, who could fight or resist a global connected, electronically super empowered human existence on this planet. And I think the power and of the knowledge that these devices get us, giving us some type of really amazing physical power. For instance, being able to think of something, press a button, and it be shipped from one place to another place by thinking that, and thinking that our powers are maybe getting stronger or maybe infinite. And so focusing and visualizing a type of power that causes for people and inhabitants on, and me and everyone that is alive, to feel love and to feel joy and to feel peace, and to think, how do we stay in love and joy and peace? Because that is what I feel me being in this human form, it's for. I personally enjoy feeling love and feeling good and feeling happy. And so what do I do to feel healthy and to feel happy and to feel these certain things, and have very much gone against any type of rule or forceful governing organization trying to tell me what to do my entire life of, you go to school, you are here from this time to this time, you are here from this time to this time, supposedly until you're 19 or 18, 19 years old. And then you go to college, and then you go into a box for the rest of your life, I guess, or for until you retire, and then you get to go do things that you want. And I never have ever even remotely felt that that was something I felt was ideal. And so now, being a little more older and middle, maybe middle age-ish, I feel like I may be formulating an idea of how to be in a human body that feels good, that doesn't feel like trying to ditch school or get off the bus or feel like I have to do whatever it is that whoever tells me what to do every day. And from forming these sources of income or ways of selling or creating an income to liberate the self from feeling that. And I do think that you can live abundantly in the earth with zero income as well, but it's more difficult and extremely, or it's very difficult in regulated governing areas, but I think you can live far off in different places and be perfectly fine, like Kalalau and an island south of here where there's tons of food and stuff like that. But yeah. So that's another piece of my mind. I think I'm gonna try to, I'm just getting to know this app, and I'm gonna try to just put on a bunch of, like, see how the music works and add recordings to other recordings and all that stuff. So the gist of the culture being more cultured, more cultured globally, more aware of how we eat and smell and how we drink and are. And the more awareness of that, the easier it can become to manifest the reality that you wish to dream.